And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 11th of January, 2016. 1569, on this date, Elizabeth I held the first state lottery in England. She needed to raise money to build some harbors and do other public works. People lined up at the west door of St. Paul's Cathedral in London to buy their tickets. Winner's name has been lost to us, but the prize was £5,000, which was huge at the time. The government learned a lesson from this, that the lottery, sometimes known as a voluntary tax, was a great way to bring in some extra revenue. Henry Fielding wrote in his play, The Lottery, "A lottery is a taxation upon all the fools in creation, and heaven be praised, it is easily raised, for credulity is always in fashion." It's the birthday of William James, the psychologist, philosopher, New York City, 1842, the older brother of Henry James. William thought he might be an artist, and then he went off to Harvard Medical School, and after a severe bout of depression, he took up the emerging science of psychology, wrote a two-volume work, The Principles of Psychology, 1890. The psychologist Wilhelm Wundt said, "It is literature, it is beautiful, but it is not psychology." And William James then became a philosopher. The father of the movement known as pragmatism, saying the truth of an idea can never be proven. All you can do is focus on how useful it is. It's the birthday of the botanist William Curtis, born Alton, England, 1746. At a time when botanists were writing for other botanists, William Curtis wrote for the general public to teach Londoners how to grow plants from all over the world in their gardens. It's the birthday of the writer and ecologist Aldo Leopold, born Burlington, Iowa, 1887. Grew up in a big family on a big farm, 300 acres. Whole family spoke German together. They worked in the gardens and the orchards. He learned about plants and soils. He joined the Forest Service, wrote books about wildlife conservation, taught game management at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He wrote essays about nature, died of a heart attack at the age of 60, and his children put the book together, The Sand County Almanac, in 1949, a book that became a big bestseller in the 1970s, part of the ecology movement. Leopold wrote, "Harmony with land is like harmony with a friend. You cannot cherish his right hand and chop off his left." Here's a poem for today by Joseph Stroud entitled Knots. "Trying to tie my shoes, clumsy, not able to work out the logic of it, fumbling as my father stands there, his anger growing over a son who can't even do the simplest thing for the first time, can't even manage the knot to keep his shoes on. You think someone's going to tie your shoes for you the rest of your life? No, I answer, 45 years later, tying my shoe, hands trembling with this memory. My father and all those years of childhood, not being able to work out how he loved me, a knot so tight it has taken all my life to untie." A poem by Joseph Stroud, Knots, from Of This World, published by Copper Canyon Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.